Welcome to Central Coast Voices, a program addressing the ramifications of change and how today's choices will affect tomorrow's community. This program is an extension and production of Action for Healthy Communities and provided in collaboration with KCBX. It's made possible through underwriting by Joan Geller Sargent. I'm your host, Chris Kington Barker. The National Association of Women Business Owners was founded in 1975 to open doors for women entrepreneurs by transforming public policy and influencing opinion makers. In the beginning, there were 12 women business owners who met informally in the D.C. area to share information about federal contracts, access to capital, and other issues related to their businesses. Since then, it's become a unified voice of over 10 million women-owned businesses in the United States and representing the fastest-growing segment of the economy. In today's show, we'll be discussing the impact of women's business owners in creating strong networks and influence with policymakers in both Washington, D.C. and Sacramento, and locally through the National Association of Women Business Owners. My guests today are Mary Kravitz, the National Board, and owner of Mary Kravitz, Business Development of Atascadero, Jamila Hasib, who's Corporate Chair of the Central Coast, California Chapter, and owner of Apex Consulting in San Luis Obispo, Dawn Gunatelica, who is a realtor with Keller Williams in San Luis Obispo. And joining us by phone today is Amber Wallace with the Santa Barbara chapter. And Amber is the owner of Downature Design. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us today.
Thank you.
I am curious, you know, I think to begin with, all of you come from obviously different backgrounds. You're all four of you businesswomen. I'm curious how you selected and elected to get involved in the organization. I'll start with you, Dawn.
Well, I was just looking for a network of women. I grew up with six sisters in Hawaii, and so, you know, grew up with that women tribe mentality. So I was looking for a group of women here in San Luis Obispo that I could network with and help, and also a way to get more involved in the community. And so I was looking around at different groups that are out there, and this one happened to present itself. Mary Kravitz's husband actually let me know that she was looking at starting a chapter here in San Luis Obispo. So it's kind of perfect timing. And it seemed a great fit, you know, women that spoke the same language, all doing the same kind of struggles with owning a business. You know, if no business comes in, where is that coming from, and paying your own rent and all that kind of things. But it's such a wonderful, strong group of women, and I feel really lucky that I get to be part of it.
Mm-hmm. And Amber, I'm going to go over to you because you're in Santa Barbara. How long have you been with the organization?
I think I've been with NAVO Santa Barbara for 8 or 9 years. And I've been very lucky to be on the board for quite a few years. I first got involved with the organization and through Patty DeDominick, who many of us know is kind of one of the original NAVO leaders. And I was involved with an organization that she had actually started, International Women's Festival. And when I started working with her, she said, there's this thing, NAVO, you've got to learn it, you'll love it. And she was absolutely right. I went to a meeting and was hooked.
So did you become involved as part of your business and your desire to extend your business acumen, part of activism?
I think I was really drawn to the idea, NAVO's idea of expanding influence for women business owners. I think the activism aspect, the political aspect, bipartisan political aspect, and the opportunity to be with like-minded women. I think that was really important. People who are going through similar struggles or who have been where you are now is a really great opportunity to connect with women who, you know, when you're having a day that's awesome, they're ready to go out and celebrate. And if you're having a day that's a little less awesome, they're with you as well.
Okay. And Jamila, I'm going to go over to you.
I was actually introduced to Nabo about, I guess going on 18 years now. And back in Los Angeles, when I was in the financial services industry, I was the number one support person in the firm. It was a very male-dominated firm. There were no women agents at all. And then they hired two female agents. And I noticed that they did things differently. And they, but yet they were successful. And they actually ended up being some of the most successful agents there. And when I decided I wanted to branch out, they said, well, you should join Nabo. And they were the ones who actually believed in me when it came time for me to start my own financial practice. And what I loved about the Los Angeles chapter of Nabo is one of the most active, most powerful ones. And so my introduction was every single week there were workshops. You learned how to become a contracted, how to get your certification to contract with the government, how to, you know, what are some things where your company is bleeding, things to look out for, the number one. And so it was just amazing. And then their gala event. And so I learned it from the top down, so to speak, because then they became my mentors. I ended up working with them later, about 10 years later. And so they were on the national board, and they, as their member emeritus. And so I really got to see how they were able to do business. People talk about the good old boys network, where I got to see they would pick up the phone and instantly there was a relatedness there, and they were able to make connections that everyone else, all the guys were like, how did you make that connection? It's like, well, we build relationships. That's what we do. As women are especially good at that. So I really saw the power of it, and the majority of their business actually came from their Nabo relationships. And so as a result, they have a nationwide practice. And so that was very empowering for me.
That's great. I'm going to go right over to you, Mary.
All right. Well, I got involved with Nabo when I was living in Sedona, Arizona, actually, about 8 years ago. And I was a very brand new business owner. I didn't really know what Nabo was all about. But what I knew was that it was a place where you could show up ready to do business, dressed up right, but it was a place where, as we say, you could dump your purse. You didn't have to put on a facade. You could say, look, I need help. A lot of times when we show up for our businesses, you know, we are the business. We have to have everything pulled together because this is our livelihood. Like Don said, this is our rent. This is our livelihood. But to be able to be in a place where we could be both so strong and so vulnerable, it was extraordinary. And over the last 7 or 8 years, I've had the opportunity to go from this tiny, tiny business to expanding, a lot of my business coming from Nabo, sitting on the national board, having a positive influence on women business owners across the country. It's the kind of thing that you only grow in your appreciation and understanding. You know, people come through our doors and they want to grow their business. They see this as an opportunity to connect with other great people who can help them expand their business. And then you end up staying for a much, much bigger vision.
If you are just joining us, you're listening to Central Coast Voices on KCBX, your radio station for the Central Coast. Our topic today is Nabo, which is National Association of Women Business Owners, and we're going to be talking a lot more about that organization. My guests are Mary Kravitz with the National Board and owner of Mary Kravitz Business Development in Atascadero, Jamila Haseeb, corporate chair of the Central Coast California chapter and owner of Apex Consulting in San Luis Obispo. Amber Wallace is joining us by phone from Santa Barbara, and she is the owner of Downature Design, and Don Gunatelica, is a realtor with Keller Williams. Your voice can be part of our conversation today. Our show is live, and we're taking calls. We'd love to hear your comments or questions for our guests today. To join our discussion, you can call us at 781-3875. Again, 781-3875. You know, you made a comment, Mary, about being able to be both vulnerable and questioning and not knowing everything at the same mm-hmm. time, connecting and networking and showing up. Dumping your purse, I think, is how you put it.
Yeah.
You know, there is an expression for women that in, well, I think for anybody who's been in business that you fake it till you feel it. And being in that position of having to fake it till you feel it is hard. You know, you don't get to show that vulnerability. You don't sometimes in that position get to ask. So it takes me back to, let's talk about what this organization is. You kind of alluded to some of the things that you get out of it. So as you're giving a description for women about NABO, let's go through what that description is. And I'm going to start with you, Mary.
The way that I look at NABO is our primary purpose is to be the voice of women business owners in Washington, D.C. So if you're a woman-owned business, whether or not you're a member of NABO, we are advocating on your behalf all year, all the time. We are your voice. Now, the thing is that at the local level, sometimes we do look at how we can get involved in local policy making to be advantageous to women business owners. And sometimes we just support women businesses to grow. So the way I think of it is the NABO national organization is out there fighting the good fight, very big picture. And what will make them more powerful is when we have more members and our members are more powerful. So it's our job at the local and regional level to help develop your business. You know, if you're trying to get to that million mark or you've passed the million mark and you're trying to figure out how to scale or you're just getting started, we have pieces in place at both a local and national level to help you get where you want to go. I mean, I have a resource list and a network that contains, I mean, you just cannot believe the industries that I have connections to. I ran into a woman who was in the steel industry and she's like, I'm the only woman in the steel industry. I'm like, no, you're not. I know two other women I could connect you with. And that's just, it's so incredibly powerful. And the reason we started the chapter here is because we saw how there was such a powerful local network. People are so in love with this area. And I am too. I'm a local, I'm a recent transplant, actually 2 years here. But what we wanted to do is take some of that amazing local energy and, you know, share it beyond our boundaries. There's so much more opportunity beyond this area. And we want to just make sure that our local amazing business women have access to that as well.
And to dovetail, this is Jamila, to dovetail on what Mary said, was actually over salad at the Big Sky Cafe that you and I were talking, and how we got connected was I also am a recent transplant back in 2014, and I encountered a challenge that I didn't quite know how to handle. And at that time, my coaches, my mentors, and my trainers were all men. And when I asked them, how do I handle this, they said, well, just suck it up and keep going. And for the, I'm not going to get into the details, but that would not work. That didn't work. And so I said, well, let me reach out and look for the local chapter of NABO. And there wasn't one. And then through multiple conversations, Patty DeDominick, who was in Santa Barbara and now she's in the Santa Ynez Valley, she connected me with Mary. And then within just a few minutes of conversation, I got the coaching I needed to be powerful, to be okay, to be vulnerable, and still stand in my femininity, but also in my power as a business owner. And I was able to handle that situation, slam it down, and keep going.
Do you want to jump in here, Amber, too?
I agree. I love that a few themes kind of carry through, and we've both, a few of us have already mentioned Patty as well. I completely agree, and I think that opportunity to be vulnerable is large, and I think, you know, people handle things differently, and I think NABO has the room for people to connect and grow. And I've experienced that as well, whether it's new people joining our chapter or people who have been in business longer than I have who can offer little nuggets of advice that I haven't gotten elsewhere. And I think a few of us call it a sisterhood, and I think it really is that.
And if I can, Chris, sure. I'd like to point out, it's not necessarily about men versus women or male versus female. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's an interesting book that came out a few years ago called The Athena Doctrine, mm-hmm. written by John Gerzema. And he has overwhelming statistical evidence from around the world, and a lot of them from misogynistic, male-dominated societies, that actually the traits of a powerful leader and for a successful economy are what are traditionally attributed to female traits like collaboration, communication, a win-win point of view versus a dog-eat-dog point of view. And so that being said, there is something to be said for what we would traditionally call feminine qualities,
right,
that it's not necessarily that it's weak or wrong, it's just different. So if you're a business owner out there and you've been trying to do it within a particular paradigm, perhaps this is an invitation for you to look to see, you know, there's another paradigm and you can be successful and actually ragingly successful. Because in the Athena Doctrine, he talks about how when the women are leaders, there's actually a higher quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
And from a business standpoint, we have business owners listening. You want to know the numbers. Women are 3 times more likely to refer you to someone than a man is.
Yeah.
So, and that, because it's just how we work. We're natural networkers.
Were you going to say something here, Dawn?
No, but I think it is the natural thing. I think women in general have almost double the amount of conversations that men do a day. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
I mean, we just like to talk a lot more.
At least.
But in that, yeah, in that we're networking and making connections and just making friends, and we like to help each other out, I think.
So talk a little bit about the organization structure, how that works as a networking tool, as a learning tool.
I think Amber and Mary, you take the lead on that.
All right. I'll take this one if you don't mind. This is Mary. And yeah, so I think the key to NABO, like most organizations, is that the way you use the network is you contribute. You get involved. You show up. We describe it like a gym membership. You don't just pay your fee each month and expect to get thinner. You have to work it. You come in, you get involved. Our most successful members are the ones who get involved. They're there to greet new people. They learn about the organization. They take advantage of the training, the virtual training that we offer, and that's only getting bigger and bigger.
So is this online training that you do?
There is
that
some.
That is available through the national organization for
yes.
members?
Yes. There's okay. At a national level, there is training available, and that is about to expand exponentially in the next year. So the actual structure is very simple. There's a national staff, very, very small. we are very efficient. There's a national board. Mm-hmm. And then there are local chapters. We have about 60 local chapters. We're adding ones pretty frequently right now because women want to have more of a voice in the political sphere. And just to clarify one thing, we are nonpartisan, not bipartisan. Nonpartisan meaning we get a seat at the table no matter what. No matter who's there, we are there making our voice heard. And we have I call her our political operative. Joy Lutz is part of our staff. She's full-time, and she is constantly forming relationships, evaluating candidates to make sure that we are endorsing only on the basis of people who support and advocate for women business owners.
Did you want to add to that, Amber?
I would only add that there's a great opportunity of getting involved in the local level to be able to then get involved on the regional level and potentially on the national level,
okay.
tying into what Mary said about the kind of overall structure. And I think that's really nice because for people who, you know, have businesses that operate nationally or internationally and want to make more of those connections, that opportunity is there. And for people who, you know, want to be sitting around the table with everyone they're talking with locally, that there's that opportunity as well.
Okay. So...
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I would say just to accentuate the relationship building in the local level, there are training opportunities. Each chapter has in-person training as well.
Okay.
And each chapter takes on the flavor, if you will, of the area. And so because the Central Coast is very relationship-based
mm-hmm.
and very strong local identity, it's actually a very natural fit for it. So because we do have the protection and umbrella of a national organization, but they actually want us to go out into our local communities and support our local businesses because united we stand and divided we fall. That's how the success is ensured. And I'd say that's one of the misconceptions that we had to deal with when we first started the chapter. It actually took us about a year and a half to get the conversations going, because initially we got a lot of doors slammed in our face and people shut down the conversation because they thought we were here to replace
other women.
Exactly. Groups. And no, we're here to uplift and to actually help enrich them.
How many people are in the chapter now for San Luis Obispo?
About, is it 20, 15, 20? We actually have a membership drive going right now.
And how about in Santa Barbara, Amber?
We have about 65.
And Amber, how long has the Santa Barbara chapter been going?
I think the Santa Barbara chapter is around 10 years old.
Okay. So you've been going a bit longer. And when did you guys start here?
Last month.
Oh, my goodness. It's a baby chapter.
It is. We're actually, it's officially called a chapter in formation. And Dawn is the president of that. And so she'll be talking more about our membership drive and things that we have going on. So, okay.
And so from the standpoint of Santa Barbara, Amber, you have monthly meetings, weekly meetings. How does that work for Santa Barbara?
Well, we have a variety of programs. So every month we will have a learning program of some type. So that's where we have a speaker who travels down. Actually, Mary, we just was here for a great workshop in Santa Barbara.
Okay.
Then we have mixers. So those are often every other month, and those will be after hours, typically at one of the NABO members' businesses or a corporate sponsor for the local chapter. So a bank, something like that, might offer a networking opportunity. Typically we have a handful of those. They vary a little bit. And then we also have monthly education workshops that are actually by our NABO members for our NABO members, and those are free to attend. So any one month, there are typically three or so different activities for members to choose from.
And Amber, could you talk about the speak out that Santa Barbara had at the end of last year?
Yeah, absolutely. So as part of the political advocacy that we've all been talking about, Santa Barbara held a speak-out event at the Santa Barbara City College, and we invited all of the political candidates, current or running for office, and nonpartisan again, to go off of what Mary said. And that was an opportunity for them to talk about what they're doing for the local economy, what they see as important to women business owners, and more importantly, for the women business owners to tell them what they need, what they're looking for, and, you know, what would be valuable for them in making a decision in, with their vote. And it's a really great platform because it's an opportunity, instead of having the potential legislators talk about what they're doing, it's an opportunity for the audience to really do all the speaking and for people to listen. And so it was a really fun event. It's something that we hope to do yearly, and something I definitely would encourage people to come to, or if they have questions about holding one, to definitely get in touch with us.
Okay, great. We're going to take a call here from Cliff. Cliff, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, did you have a comment or a question?
I guess I'd just like a comment, or I'd like to know how I could support y'all. You know, I get a little deal in the mail that asks to support women in their little businesses overseas just to barely get started. And I believe that women are just good business people. They do it differently than men do it. And it's more heartfelt. That's what I believe. I'd just like to support y'all if I can, how I could.
What a nice guy.
Yeah, thanks, Cliff. I really appreciate it, and I'm so glad. You know, we put so much pressure on ourselves to make sure that we're expressing really the power of this, and so we appreciate you calling in, because this lets us know that we're on track, because you really got the message. Really, for a non-woman business owner, the very best thing you can do is to have the, if you know women business owners who would like to be, who would like to succeed more, expand their reach beyond just the local area, increase their influence in the local area, refer them to us. Probably your best bet right now is to refer them to the station. Is that what?
Yeah, you can email voices@kcbx.org.
Okay, yeah, and also non-business women business owners can join. There is a membership category that you can join as well. And we also have sponsorship opportunities as well. So there's a lot of ways to be involved.
Yeah, should email voices at did not get all of it.
Yeah, voices at kcbx.org, and we can go ahead and forward your email to the individuals here so that they can connect with you directly.
That'd be great. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Cliff.
Thank you, Cliff, for calling in.
Thank you.
You're listening to KCBX, your public radio station at 90.1 FM, San Luis Obispo, 91.7 FM, Salinas de Paso Robles, 89.5 FM, Santa Barbara, and streaming at kcbx.org. Women as business owners, their influence, and how they're supported by the National Association of Women Business Owners is the topic of our show today. And my guests are Mary Kravitz, with the National Board and owner of Mary Kravitz Business Development in Atascadero, Jamila Hasib, corporate chair of the Central Coast Chapter, California Chapter, and owner of Apex Consulting in San Luis Obispo, Amber Wallace, who is with the Santa Barbara Chapter and owner of Downer Church Design, and Don Gunatelica, who is a realtor with Keller Williams in San Luis Obispo. This show is live, and we invite you to do like Cliff just did and join us with your phone call in our conversation. You can bring your comments in, your support, your questions by calling us at 781-3875. Again, that's 781-3875. So you mentioned that there is a real strong advocacy for women in business politically, both at the California level and also at the Washington level. What does that look like? I mean, you're sitting at the table, but what kinds of advocacy are you looking for? What are some of the topics that you're really attending to?
Can we start with how we got started? Mm-hmm. I love that story. So you mentioned in Washington, D.C., some women got together and to talk. One of the reasons why they got together was back then, this was 1977, 79-ish. At that time, if you were a woman business owner and you needed a loan, and you went into a bank, and now mind you, you could have a multi-million dollar corporation. You could not get a loan on your own. You had to have a man co-sign for it, either your husband or your 18-year-old son or even a stranger off the street. And they were just aghast. They're like, wait a minute, we are millionaires and we can't get our own loans? We are grown-ass women. Are you kidding me? Right? So they actually...
That'll probably be bleeped, but go ahead.
Okay, sorry. So they actually got together and they went to the lawmakers and they actually helped the lawmakers write the laws and said, here, get this passed. And it took them a few years, but they did get it passed, the equal opportunity in lending. So women could actually go out and get their own.
I think, and you bring up a really good point, because I'm nodding as you're telling this story. I'm of that generation that came through that period of time.
Do you remember?
So yep. I do remember. I remember having the inability to have my income counted for a house loan because I was of childbearing years and I was going for a VA loan. So,
wow.
Yeah, that was during that same period of time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It resonates. When they realize there is power in numbers and power in unity. So when I describe what NABO is, I tell people it's one of the most powerful nonprofit organizations to represent women business owners. And I saw that firsthand. I talked about who my mentors down in Los Angeles, they're Andrea Schaefer and Marguerite Rangel. And they ended up being on the national board. And when I would see what it was like to, because I would help them schedule the appointments. And these are high power politicians who you're lucky to get 6 months in advance. I would say, I'm calling on behalf of NABO and they would like to come see. They go, oh, well, let me clear my calendar. And they literally clear their calendar and sit down because they know the women that they have sitting there in front of them have the voice, the ear, and more importantly, the pocketbooks of the majority of the business in the United States. And they do listen. We are a capitalist country, and the dollar, and they listen to the dollar, and we vote with our dollars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and right now, I think a lot of the work that we're doing, well, there's a lot of things we're doing. One of the, but mostly it's at this big picture level where we're trying to make sure that our, we have people we endorse at the table. One thing that's really exciting is we have one of our board members from Orange County on the national board, Lorene Gilbert, just got a presidential appointment to one of the committees. And I'm sorry, I can't remember which one it is, but that's pretty exciting. And I have to tell you that when I started my NABO career and I heard things like what Jamila just shared, like, oh, they cleared their calendars. And I was very, very skeptical. But last year I went to the Day on the Hill in D.C., and I watched what happened as we came through the Capitol building and how people wanted time with us and how one of our members is importing materials and she has a problem with the tariffs because they're incredibly unequal and unfair to smaller importers. And she got an appointment. That's what NABO can do on an individual level. If you're trying to import, if you're trying to get government contracts, if you're trying to get certified as a woman-owned business, there are resources that we plug you into. So right now, at the national level, we don't have campaigns we're getting behind as far as, you know, equal pay. Or so. We are working, I know, at the local level in the Ventura area. There was a representative who the chapter was working with to work on the equal pay for Arizona, for California. And a lot of the individual chapters are getting involved in different ways. At the national level, it really is more about positioning and holding our position at the table.
And I guess one of the questions that came up as I was doing some research would be, why is it that women have to come to an organization with women in order to have these kinds of advances rather than being able to integrate into organizations that are commingled with men? Can we talk a little bit about that?
Sure.
Well, you don't have to.
Okay. So, right. But it works.
Yeah, it does.
And it works why?
How do I... talk from personal experience.
Okay, that'd be great.
It's you're with a group of people who speak your language.
Okay.
You don't have to apologize for being who you are. And I would say the number one thing is you don't have to prove yourself. Right?
Explain what you mean by that.
Well, when you're in a room of other business women, they already know, number one, you're dedicated. They know that you're serious, and they know that just because you had to do the dishes and take the kids to the doctor and then go home and cook dinner, that doesn't mean that you're not focused and that you don't know what you're talking about in your industry. And it's been my experience, not always, but often there is this thing that's in the room, and it's you have to constantly edit yourself and have to constantly prove, okay, just because this is going on, that doesn't mean I can't do that, right? And so, like, for example, we attended an amazing event down in the San Diego chapter. We drove down. They call it the Relationship Accelerator. And it's how to effectively make quantum leaps in developing center of influence relationships. And they had some wonderful exercises there. But this was a room full of these women were from all around California. And some of them had some very, I mean, for privacy issues, I don't want to call them out, but they were amazing stories, but amazing businesses. Mm-hmm. And not once did anyone question, well, are you sure you know what you're doing? Well, are you sure? It seems like you have more than you can handle, dear. Maybe you should think about XYZ. That never came up. It's like, okay, great. You have this challenge, and this is, you know, this is what worked for me. And this is, and of course you want to stay committed to your business. Of course you don't want to compromise anything. Of course you want to still keep what's important to your life, your family, your faith, and still be successful and wealthy and make a difference in whatever industry that you're in.
Is this an organization that is also international? Or are they similar?
We are not international, but we sit on the board of an international organization, FCEM. It's French, and I could not pronounce it if I tried. But we, because our focus is advocacy in the political system here in the United States, we are not looking to expand. We are looking to help influence, mentor, and guide and be a shining force for other women's groups around the world. But yeah, it's making sure we keep our focus on our focus.
Local. Mm-hmm.
It does have to be a national organization mm-hmm. at this point. And to your other question about, you know, the difference between it being a women's organization versus commingled with men, I think that it's because we have the focus of advocating for women business owners at the highest levels. When we gather together, we get to recognize the disparity. And it's not about complaining and going, oh, well, we're always being put down. It's pretty much the opposite of that. But also realizing that there are disadvantages. There is still ingrained obstacles for women that are not there for men. Women business owners typically take 70% of women business owners still take the majority of the household chores.
Yes.
And there are all kinds of crazy stats like that, where what we deal with and what male business owners deal with are very different experiences. And what
in terms
I hear,
of the challenges.
And we're also the caregivers challenge. Too. Right?
Yes, and we're the caregivers. And so what I hear from chapters across the country is that when women business owners get to NABO, they say, oh, you get me. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got to be around people who get it. The biggest difference, I think, in these chapters, though, is not so much around women versus men, but it's the difference between going to like a chamber organization who supports business owners and professional employees and being in a room of NABO is business owners exclusively. Now, we do have sponsors and supporting members that are professionals, but business owners, again, it's that level of, oh, they get it. A business owner's responsibility to their business and the just everything that goes with it, it's different than mm-hmm. when you are the CFO mm-hmm. or you are the marketing director for a company. Mm-hmm. That, to me, is almost even a bigger difference than the male-female thing.
And I think the business owners who are out there in the listening audience will relate to this. When you own your own business, you are never on vacation. You may take time off and you may take trips, but you are constantly thinking about your business. Even when you officially unplug and you have no electronic devices around you, mm-hmm. you are constantly keeping your ears open. Oh, what was that conversation? Well, maybe that'll make a difference. Well, maybe, you know, what will make that extra 15% difference? And how can you better yourself? And so you are constantly on. And that's just to accentuate.
Amber,
that.
I'm going to pull you in here too. Did you have anything you want to add to that?
You know, I think one thing that I see a lot, speaking from personal experience with different NABO groups, you know, we have mastermind groups in the Santa Barbara chapter, and the mastermind groups can vary. We typically have 6 to 8 members who are NABO members, who are women who get together once a month to talk about what's going on in their businesses, things that they might need help with. And one of the big things that I think we see a lot is that work-life integration aspect. You know, we're talking about business, but there's an openness to, you know, if you're taking care of an aging parent, for instance, or, you know, if you have 2 kids at home who are sick and that, you know, created a certain amount of stress that made it difficult to get a big proposal out the door or to deal with a certain staff issue. There's an understanding and a camaraderie in that, and I think that's something that is powerful when you get a group of women business owners together.
And, you know, you brought up the topic of caregiving, but I think that's something that's surfacing more and more as being nationwide an issue for people. You've got fewer people to care for the aging, and it's falling to the same people that are caring for their own children. So they're getting squashed in between.
The squeeze generation.
Yeah, and if you're caring for your business as well, I get that. Did you want to add something to that, Dawn?
I think having that women network is so important, but I also think it's important to say we're not, there's nothing against men. I mean, I think we've all had really influential, helpful men in our lives. I've had male mentors, but it is true that as women, we have a different conversation, and there's some issues that we run up against that men just don't understand. They don't have the same viewpoint, you know. And so it is just absolutely key to have these powerful women that are in your network that you can just pick up a phone and call, and they can speak that language, and you can get that understanding and that help that you need.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I think I speak for all of us. We all have amazing men in our lives, be they personal, business, platonic, or otherwise, and we couldn't do this without them. We've learned from them. They're our biggest fans and supporters. However, we've all had challenges where our wonderful men that we love, adore, and respect, they look at us and go, I can't help you. I'm sorry. And they hate saying that, but they can't.
Or I don't get you.
Exactly. Or I don't get you.
Yeah.
And so then they're like, well, maybe you need to reach out to another woman who's been there and knows what you're going through.
Right. So what is online for the San Luis chapter?
Okay.
What is next for that?
We actually have our next meeting, our second official meeting, seeing as we're a brand new chapter. But our second meeting is coming up on March 3rd. We're holding them once a month, so the first Friday of every month. This one is going to be at Upper Crest. And Amy Ackerman, who's the current president of the Santa Barbara chapter and also the owner of Sinfonetta Financial, she's going to give a talk on behavioral money management. So it'll be, you know, a lunch and learn. So we'll get a lot of value out of that. And then I think from here on out, I don't know if it's confirmed yet, but I think our meetings will be held at the Country Club in San Luis Obispo.
Okay.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about, so these are monthly meetings.
So right now, just seeing as we're a brand new chapter,
right,
we are starting out with one meeting a month.
Okay.
That will be on the first Friday of each month at lunchtime.
And in order for an individual to join the chapter, what kind of criteria?
So criteria.
Need to be a women business owner.
Okay.
There are different categories. So there's a supporting member that you can join. And it's pretty easy. You go online to nabo.org and under membership. Uh-huh. And there, for those who like the paper application.
As NABO, it's NAWBO.
Correct. Thank you.
You're welcome. .org.
Yeah.
Because people can't see what I'm writing. And for people who like the paper application, you can fill that out. But if you scroll down to the bottom of the page, there's a little button that says join now. If you click that, there's an online application too. And by putting in the zip code, San Luis Obispo will come right up. And for those who are farther than 45 miles away, like I know we have listeners in Monterey County and so on, you can join as a virtual member. And your membership will be on. So then if you do find yourself in a location where there is a chapter, you will be honored as if you live there.
So is there an annual fee or is it a monthly fee?
Yeah, the fees really, they differ depending on what level you join.
Right.
The way, and we give people options too. So there is usually,
we have a monthly option, which was something we have been asked for a long time. It really helps with cash flow.
Sure.
There's an upfront initiation fee of $100, no matter which level you join at. And then it's somewhere between usually $20 to $30 a month. It's very reasonable. And if we go into all the benefits and all the levels and everything, we're going to probably lose all the listeners. And we might fall asleep, too, because we offer a lot.
Why don't
you
give an overarching benefit?
Okay. So the overarching benefit is that, one, you're supporting this bigger vision, this bigger cause. That we also have discounts with important and very common retailers that – business owners need. Staples, or no, sorry, not sorry, Office Depot, I think. Mm-hmm. They keep merging. But UPS. Mm-hmm. We also have a relationship with Chrysler Fiat, and we get a nice discount when you purchase a vehicle. Lots of different discounts available. Also, you get access to all the online learning. You get, okay, so I'll give you an example. Like, to me, I'd pay three times what I pay for the access I get. So the other day I was like, I think I'd like to go to Atlanta, Georgia and go speak somewhere because I do a lot of speaking. I called up the chapter coordinator and I said, hey, Marcy, this is Mary. I'm your Navajo sister from Central Coast of California. Wanted to find out if you have any speaking openings. And we had a nice conversation and she goes, Mary, you know what? If you hadn't said Navajo, I would have just said go to the website. You know, it gives you access, and that's probably the biggest thing, is you've got a network of women that when you say, I'm in this organization, I believe in what we're doing, it gives you access. And, of course, it gives you access to our local chapter as well. Now, right away, if you're not sure if this is, if someone's listening and they don't know if it's right for them, come to a couple of our chapter meetings. Find out if this is the right place for you. We want to be a benefit to people. We want to attract people who they go, oh, you get it. I want to be here. I want to participate. I want to make this better and bigger and be involved. And sometimes it takes a couple of times. So come. You can come as a guest. We charge like $35 for guests. I don't know. We're still working out all the details. But to do that, contact the station right now because we are getting our infrastructure together and they will pass along your information to us and we'll make sure you get connected.
Okay. Okay. And for people in Santa Barbara,
Absolutely. We have our upcoming Bravo Awards, actually, which is one of the more exciting events we have every year.
Yay!
It's a yearly award ceremony. We have 8 different categories. There's a kind of lengthy nomination process and a committee that runs that. That is going to be Thursday, March 9th, so just right around the corner. It's held at the Hyatt Centric in Santa Barbara, so right near the water on Cabrillo. It's lovely. It's on the second floor and overlooks the beach. We were there last year as well. Tickets are available online, so the lunch itself is from 11:30 to 2, and ticket prices vary, but our website to spell out, as you have the others, is Navbo, NAWBO-SB for Santa Barbara.com, and there's more information about it there. But I definitely encourage, I know quite often people will travel from Ventura or from the Central Coast region for that event. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun, and it's something we do yearly to support and honor women in the community. So it is for women business owners, but we also have Philanthropist of the Year, Public Policy Leader of the Year, and we always give a Rising Star Scholarship to a local student. So it's a really fun event and a great way to see what we're all about.
Is that open to individuals that are not Navbo members?
It is. It's open to the public. Navbo members get a slight discount. Tickets are $65 for members, $75 for guests. Okay. And we also have discounts where a lot of corporations and other supporters will come in and buy a table. So that's an option as well. It's a great opportunity to get to kind of meet and greet and get a nice lunch and take a nice walk on the beach after. So if you're available, I definitely recommend checking it out.
Okay. And it's an opportunity if people wanted to see a little bit more about what the organization is about or meet other people in the organization to have a chance to do that, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely. And we typically have a nice turnout of elected officials as well. We hold it on the 8th or the 9th every year around International Women's Day. So it's a nice opportunity to connect with a lot of women leaders around both business leaders and other women leaders in the community.
Okay. Yeah, if you go to Santa Barbara and see that Bravo Award, then you'll see what our chapter will look like 2-3 years down the road when we grow up.
One day.
I love it.
And Amber, remind me, do you guys have a website that's up for the San Luis chapter yet?
Do we?
We do not have it up
okay.
yet. Yep, we're... See, this is what I think is so exciting, because in one place I'm sitting here cringing going, oh, man, we should have all this together. But the other thing that's exciting is that anyone who shows up now
is part of the frontier. Here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're a charter member. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're helping us forge the path of what it's going to be here.
Mm-hmm. And when you're talking about business owners, you're not talking about brick and mortar businesses only, correct?
Definitely not.
No.
Yeah.
We have members who work from their homes, like I do, and then we have people who have retail businesses, mm-hmm. Who have international businesses, mm-hmm. You name it, steel construction, you name it, we've got it all.
Okay, great. Question, you had mentioned about policies and kind of advocacies again. Is there anything on the forefront now that is happening in Washington that women who are getting involved in the organization should be aware of?
I think so I'm always very careful. I am on the national board. This is Mary, and I have to always be careful.
That's why
because
I'm looking
we
at
are
you,
not
Mary.
I know yeah. because we are nonpartisan. And so the most important thing is that we're doing right now is helping women know how to have a bigger voice. If you love what's going on, if you hate what's going on, we will guide you to get involved in public policy. Actually, one of the things we're doing this year, brand new, is in June, we're having a public policy academy day that we're putting together, I don't think I'm getting the name right, but we're training people on how to get involved in public policy, whether that means to run for office, which a lot more women are gravitating towards now, which is very exciting. So we want to support that. Or maybe it's supporting a candidate there's so many ways to be involved mm-hmm. in public policy, to be an advocate without even running for office, but still to be very influential and very powerful. We want to make sure that women are equipped with that. So as far as issues, right now, I couldn't say yes, we are on this or no, we're against this or for this. Other than if you see something on the books that affects women business owners, we're on it.
Okay. I think you bring up, and that's why I was kind of steering you toward this conversation. I think in the last election, in the last year, what we've seen is kind of that 51%. Kind of where are their voices and how are they going to learn to show their voices in ways that are productive, in ways that are healthy and helpful? And how do we bring women into feeling a position of active power that's healthy power?
I love that you said in a productive way, because mm-hmm. there is right now just so much unproductive talk out there. And so we really are looking to make the conversation relevant, intelligent, and effective. Mm-hmm. So if women are looking for a way to be involved and to get involved, we definitely, the person we have in Washington, Joy Lutz, she is a tremendous asset. She's a great operator, very level-headed, and very ready to encourage everyone to take part. And again, we didn't support either one of the presidential candidates, because no matter who won, we needed a seat at the table in order to be effective. So we wouldn't back either one of them. We usually go after endorsing, and actually this is a good story for public policy. We were in discussions about who to endorse, senators, congressmen, and so forth. And we have to make decisions as a board to endorse only based on the effect it will have on women business owners. No social issues. Zero. And so I sat in a boardroom of women who we have very different opinions on certain issues, but we had to vote from the perspective of the women business owners. And what I saw was people, we all got a bit fired up because these are sensitive topics. And we voted on the topic correctly from the perspective of NABO, which is to protect the interest of women business owners. That's hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
But what I know from the top leadership of this organization is that they are tremendously powerful, tremendously courageous, and heart-centered, heart-driven women who know how to put some of their own interests aside and really vote for the good of the organization. And as, like I said before, we're here for all women business owners, not just our members.
Okay.
And that reminds me of one thing I wanted to mention, is that you asked what are the benefits of belonging to the organization. So aside from helping deal with challenges, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you actually don't have to apologize for being driven. If you are driven and you want to be rich and make money and have a successful business and dominate the world with your business, you don't have to apologize for it. No one's going to call you any of those names that begin with lots of other letters.
Right.
Right?
That you've already gotten in trouble once.
I have. There's a sign. Keep your language clean. So you don't have to apologize for it. You know what? I'm driven. I want to be wealthy. I want to be successful. I want to dominate the business world. Go for it, girlfriend. Let's do it.
And let's do it together.
We have about 2 minutes. Yeah. So any thoughts that you want to wrap up with, something you want to make sure that you get in?
I feel like we're so lucky in this area because the percentage of business owners is so unusually high.
For women
mm-hmm. and just in general. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, we're focused on the women, right, as NABO.
Right.
But, we're just growing this little chapter here. Again, this is Dawn Gunatilica. I feel really lucky to be the president of the San Luis chapter or the California Central Coast chapter. But we welcome you to join us and help us grow and get connected here. We are doing a membership drive that starts just at the beginning of March and goes, I think, to the start of April. So,
The date for the
next meeting is, again, the first Friday. So that'll be March 3rd. Again, it's at Upper Crest.
Just show up at 11:30 at Upper Crest. You don't even have to register. Just show up. We'll love you.
And from you, Amber, any last words here?
Anyone who's interested, I'd love to have you at the Bravo Awards ceremony. And again, that's on March 9th. Other than that, I will be president of our chapter in July, and I'm excited to work with all of you at the Central Coast chapter. And I'm also happy anyone who's willing to make the drive at any point or happy to meet you halfway. I'm always up for a cup of tea or a glass of wine and ready to talk NABO. So. Anytime.
The NABO Awards events, regardless of what city they're in or where they are, it's great to be, you have no idea what it's like to be in a room full of powerful, smart women with great shoes.
Oh my God. I want to thank my guests for today's show, Mary Kravitz, representing the National Board for the National Association of Women Business Owners, or NABO, and owner of Mary Kravitz Business Development in Tascadero, Jamila Haseeb, who's the corporate chair of the Central Coast California chapter and owner of Apex Consulting in San Luis Obispo, Amber Wallace, owner of Downature Design, and it was online representing the Santa Barbara chapter, and Dawn Gunatilica, who is with Keller Williams Realty. I almost got your name every time, Dawn. Next week, join host Fred Monroe and his guests as they talk about creativity at the core. It's created by the California Arts Council and working to integrate arts education into Common Core instruction, done in K through 12. And this has been Central Coast Voices, sponsored by Action for Healthy Communities and the San Luis Obispo Community Foundation.